News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Intro there was Even Flow, I believe. Yes, it was. A little, what is that? Is that Nirvana? No, hang on a second. Even Flow, yeah, I think it was. Anyway, nonetheless, new bumps. Okay, folks, listen, we are moving into number one on the Triple Dipper. Now, coming up top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned because you hear me talk about 1819 News all the time. I use their resources a lot on the air. I find them to be one of the more accurate and reliable sources we've got right now for things that involve the state of Alabama especially. But Brian Dawson, who's the president of 1819, will be on with me. Listen, I got to tell you, if you haven't checked them out, even before Brian comes on, you might want to click over real quick and take a look at it. 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. They're truly one of your best resources right now. And the reason I say that is because when you look at their news, you're not getting like what I call the skew and the spew mixed in with the actual news. Their reporters are reporters, and they do a great job. And then their opinion or their editorial content is set aside so you could tell. They clearly label it. I'm looking at the page right now. There's a great piece on there by Andrea Tice. I know her personally. And it says opinion. And then over the side, it says features and news. And there they are, news stories. So yeah, check them out. 1819 News. That's 1819news.com, named for the year that Alabama became a state. All right, there's that. Top of the hour, Brian Dawson will be here. But let me just talk about number one on the Triple Dipper, COVID wrestling. COVID wrestling. Phil Williams, what do you mean? Well, what I'm saying is this. The level of confusion and misinformation and, you know, jackleggedness is just at epic levels right now. Story off the New York Post, dated yesterday. Biden team forced to clean up his COVID transit mask, Title 42 confusion. I don't know if you've seen this, but, you know, once again, his staff had to walk back his comments. It's embarrassing. And I get it. I mean, personally, it's hard to be in the public eye and get caught off guard by a question and think you're talking about one thing and realize it's another, or to have a fact slightly different. It's another to completely misunderstand what is happening around you and seem to say things constantly that then your staff walks back as opposed to you walking it back. So President Biden on Thursday, he did a press conference. I got confused. If you remember, Title 42 is the name of the legislation that was put in place to give the Border Patrol a quick and reasonable grounds to send people back. So someone comes across the border trying to claim asylum like they've been doing so much lately. And they come from an area that is deemed to have been, a COVID hotspot or to not have good COVID protocols. They are turned around and sent back. And it's one of the only things the Border Patrol has as an arrow in their quiver that they can do quickly and not have to go through all the bureaucracy that the Biden administration has put in place. Biden is ending that. It's going away. There's not a pandemic anymore on the border. But apparently there is a pandemic in the Biden administration's mind for wearing masks on airplanes. So what we got here, a story in the New York Post points out the fact that yesterday Biden was making comments and he was asked about Title 42 and he started talking about how they're going to appeal it and how it, you know, there's going to be, here's a quote. He says, no, first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department, but as a matter of principle, we want to be in a position where if in fact it's concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, he was talking about masks on airplanes. And later on, he did come back. Apparently, his staff got to him, and he says, I think there was some confusion. What I was trying to say was, okay, but the thing is this. You may have heard, it's been a big deal, that a federal district court judge, which has often been referred to as the most powerful person in the nation, because the only person who can tell the president of the United States what to do is a federal district court judge. Everybody else after that is in the appeal process of what that judge said. So yeah, a federal district court judge that liberals can't stand right now ruled the other day that the CDC exceeded its authority. It was not a ruling upon masks. It was not a ruling upon the efficacy of masks. It was not a ruling upon anything related to COVID protocols. It was a ruling upon the CDC over exceeding its authority and basically, you know, getting out ahead of its punt coverage. Well, that's a big deal. That has now been removed. I mean, it was such a big deal that literally you had Literally, you had stewardesses that were announcing it in mid-flight, and people were stripping their masks off and cheering in mid-flight. It's that big of a deal. Not to the Biden administration, because they are appealing it. Once you sort through his confusion about whether he's talking about Title 42 or the mask, what you do find, though, is when it comes to the mask mandate removal on the airplanes by the federal judge in Florida, the Biden administration says they're going to appeal it. They believe there's not a reason to have Title 42 on the southern border because apparently there's no pandemic on the southern border. But there could be a pandemic on an airplane where they filter the air and responsible people can buy tickets. Yeah, I don't understand that. Well, NBC News had a piece that was, it was just so classic. I had to bring this one up because, you know, I go and I pull sources and I don't just always stick with the ones that sound like I'm in an echo chamber. I'm not just pulling just the conservative sources. So this picture piece from NBC News, and I don't have the author's name on it, dadgummit, but it's called COVID mask mandates for travel have been lifted. Where do we go from here? When I saw the title, I thought, okay, it's going to be like a next steps kind of thing. What happens in the legal process or what happens, whatever. No, it was a lament. This is a cry for help. This is a plea by a person who lives in constant fear. It says on Monday, a federal judge in Florida struck down the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's mask mandate. The Biden administration is reviewing the decision to assess legal options. In the meantime, airlines quickly announced they were no longer requiring masks and goes on to say, fortunately, the transit authorities in New York City and San Francisco have said they'll continue to require masks. And then goes on to say, there's a lot to say about Monday's decision. It was issued by a highly inexperienced judge, rated unqualified by the American Bar Association. By the way, the American Bar Association is to lawyers what the AEA and the NEA is to teachers. Just so you know, just saying. It says, Monday's decision will likely increase spread of COVID, prolong the pandemic, and cause sickness and long-term disability. And with COVID rates on the rise, thousands of people could die. That's what this article literally says. I read you direct from the page. I'm rattling the paper dated yesterday. Listen, folks, no, we're not there. Is COVID still around? Yes. Is it a pandemic or an endemic? Well, if you look up the definition of the word, you'll find out that endemic basically suffice to say means that we've just had to learn to live with it. I got news. If Chicken Little, who wrote that piece for NBC News, wants to put a mask on when they get on the plane, they can still do it. No one's preventing that. In fact, the reality is, if they want to put on their face shield and go into complete, you know, mop gear like a military person operating in an NBC environment, they can do that. But I'm just saying, the rest of the world's going to get on with life. And truthfully, if you look at it, we are congregating everywhere right now. Have you seen the races at Talladega? Have you seen the sporting events? Have you been to church on a Sunday? How many people have been to a restaurant? You can walk through an airport right now and literally, well, I'll take it back. 2 weeks ago, you could walk through an airport, everybody wearing masks until you walked into one of the airport lounges or restaurants that lines both sides of the terminal, and people would immediately take their masks off and sit there and converse. You could be on the airplane, everybody in a mask, but you could take it off to eat or drink. I guess you're not contagious then, right, when you eat or drink? Okay. Story from National Review, dated 2 days ago. Joe Biden blew it on masks, and it talks about the politics of this. I mentioned this last week that there was a story by a guy named John Harwood of CNN who said that Biden confronts a host of problems that he can't do much to solve. Yeah, that was the apologetic that I read you last week. I think it was Thursday. Well, this guy writes in response to that for National Review. He says, I've read the judicial decision that ended the CDC's transportation mask mandate, and I find myself somewhat ambivalent about its reasoning. On the merits, he says, it could have gone either way. It was a tricky one. He said, had Biden's order been upheld, it would have been legitimate. That it was struck down is also legitimate. Judging can be tough. He says, but the policy, by contrast, was not tricky. He said, the policy was remarkably stupid. And that President Biden decided to renew it not once but twice after it had clearly run its course was a testament to his near total lack of political guile. What they're saying is what I said in my monologue yesterday. Biden does not know how to read the room. He does not recognize when he can no longer enforce his policies because the will of the people surmounts his ability to get something done. It's like Build Back Better. He's still talking about it. It is not going to pass. He is still touting it It is not going to happen. The same is true with his mask mandate on planes. I mean, and it points out in here, and I'd forgotten this, he didn't even notice it apparently when even the Senate, which has a bare Democrat majority, he didn't notice it when the Senate voted 57-40 to end the mask mandate on public transit. He didn't notice it. He didn't notice it when vulnerable Democrats in the House began to tell journalists they were in favor of whatever gets rid of mask mandates as quickly as possible. He didn't notice it when even Saturday Night Live started making fun of it. And now it's too late because he's stuck in the endless loop that goes with being Joe Biden, I guess. Now, listen, this is going on around the world. It's not just here. So I'm not going to, by the way, I never want this show just to become a bashing session. Granted, it's a target-rich environment right now for, you know, calling out the things that I see. But the truth be told, I don't have to just sit here and call out those things. I need to point out some other things to you. Like, number one is China. China is going through a major lockdown. And I'll be honest with you, I don't trust the Chinese government. Nobody should. The Chinese don't trust the Chinese government. But I find it interesting that in the middle of a international supply chain that is affecting the U.S. economy, that China has gone into a major lockdown in the port city of Shanghai, which is causing epic ripples throughout the supply chain around the entire world. So Shanghai has gone through a massive lockdown. I mean, the entire city of 25 million, can you imagine a city that big? 25 million people have all been told to stay home. They're being arrested if they come out of their houses. And it says logistics in and around Shanghai add pressure to an already battered global supply chain because this is one of the biggest import-export stations in China, which is one of the biggest trade partners that the U.S. certainly has, much less the rest of the world. Shanghai is jacking up the supply chain. I can't help but think that that's intentional. All right, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Go ahead, Kelsey, take us to a break. We will get into this break right now, come right back from that, wrap up a little bit more on COVID wrestling. And then my friend Brian Dawson from 1819 here at Top of the Hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. More COVID wrestling when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I like that one. That was a good one. That's I don't know if you can put like check marks by them or not, Kelsey, but I'm keeping that one. That was a good one. You like that one? That worked for you?
Yeah, that one worked for me. I'll just let Copper know.
Okay.
I'll just send her all the bumper music you like.
Yeah.
And then we'll take out the rest of them.
Tell her, apparently Aerosmith makes me happy, so that's good. I get fired up, I guess, when Aerosmith comes on. That probably also shows my age, but then again, they are timeless, so that's okay. All right, listen, I'm back on number one on the Triple Dipper, COVID wrestling. Well, what's it done to our military? That's a question that needs to be asked, needs to be answered. So I got a couple of things here for you, stories dated February, March, and April. So let me just run through those real quick. Number one, story off of Fox News. This was dated back in February. It says the military vaccine mandates unforeseen costs. And it goes on. The author says the purge has begun. He says thus far, three branches of the military, the Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps, have discharged more than 650 members. And that was back in February, by the way. And it goes on to say basically that America still has an all-volunteer force. And I'll be honest with you. I believe that's part of our strength. We're not looking at conscripts, draftees, who don't want to be there in the first place, or they were assigned there by a judge because it was that or jail. No, we're looking at an all-volunteer force, meaning they wanted to be there. They were incentivized by something, whether it be ideals or the opportunity to earn a living or to make something more of themselves. Anyway, and he goes on to talk about the fact that the message from the Pentagon is clear, though. Now, if you don't get the vaccine, you are now unworthy to serve. And so the purge is underway. And I get it. Had this discussion by email with someone last night, actually. And we were talking about the fact that we know when you join the military, you technically give up some of your rights in a sense. You give up some of your freedoms. You acknowledge that you have a different life now and you have to do things you might not otherwise have done. But do you know it costs approximately $15,000 to recruit someone on the average to the military? It costs another $50,000 to $75,000 to train or equip them for service, depending on what they do. And for a Special Forces or Navy SEAL individual, it can skyrocket into the millions. Well, story from March on usnavalintelligence.org. The Marine Corps has now separated, this is March, by the way, the Marine Corps has now separated more than 1,000 Marines due to refusal on vaccinations. The Marine Corps separated 165 Marines in 1 week in March due to their refusal. The Navy comes in at second with 469, which includes 50 in the most recent week this article was written. The Air Force separated 205. And then there's an ongoing lawsuit right now to determine where this goes next. Well, here's the thing. There's one judge who is slapping back, and the liberals hate that person. Judge Reed O'Connor. Yes. Slate. Yes, I went to Slate. I did. I actually went to Slate. Slate.com. Dated April 1st. Judge blocks military vaccine mandate again and dares Supreme Court to stop him. Well, okay. So this judge did enter an order saying that basically the United States Navy could not halt the deployment of 35 Navy SEALs who were resisting the vaccine. But in a 6-3 order, the Supreme Court halted his injunction and put it back in the hands of the Navy to decide what they were going to do. And in the concurrence on that, by the way, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a conservative, explained that the courts may not exercise their power, quote, in a manner that military commanders believe would impair the military of the United States as it defends the American people. Okay. 3 days later, this same judge, who was a George Bush appointee, by the way, issued an even more sweeping order granting 4,000 service members a religious exemption. In other words, this judge has decided that, you know what, you bring this case to me, I'm ruling in favor of the service member because he sees constitutional grounds. I'm not sure where that most recent decision is going to go, but we've got judges out there that agree with these cases. Last thing I'll tell you here in the COVID wrestling, Attorney General Steve Marshall here in Alabama, Ken Paxton of Texas, he just joined several other states filing briefs in support of military service members and looking for their religious exemptions. Because what we have found, by the way, folks, if you remember, we had Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty on, and what we have found time and again is that the military has out of hand denied requests for religious accommodation. Just blanket denials. No review, no research, very little opportunity for appeal. Just blanket denials. And folks, a religious exemption is supposed to be required under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's a federal law. And Attorney General Paxton believes it's worth challenging. And there's a case right now pending in the Ninth Circuit Court. We'll see where it goes. All said and done, the COVID wrestling continues. It's continuing in legal grounds. It's continuing in businesses responding to court decisions. It's continuing in the Biden administration fumbling its way forward on canceling Title 42, but appealing to keep the mask mandate on others. I'm just telling you, this COVID wrestling's not over with. All I know is this. I'm no doctor, and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but I would say we are endemic at this point. We're going to live with it, and life will go on. And we will continue to have a society that thrives, and we will not do it if they continue to see their way forward on federal and other governmental overreach. That's what I'm saying. All right, folks, listen, my friend Brian Dawson calling in a few minutes from 1819 News. We'll talk about some Alabama politics. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.